Joining me here at Classical 90.5 is the president of the Chamber Music Society, as they have a brand new season starting in October. He's here to talk about the season and the first concert. John Bondurant, welcome. We've got a busy season for us, don't we, here in Louisville?
Right, Alan. The Chamber Music Society's mission is to present each season five concerts featuring world-class artists and exceptional performances of both well-seasoned and cutting-edge chamber music. For its upcoming 2011-12 season, which will be, its 74th continuous season, Dallas Tidwell, the Society's Artists and Programming Chair, along with assistance from Acton Osling, has done an outstanding job of fulfilling that mission. The season will open on Sunday, October the 16th, 2011, with the first Louisville appearance of the Jerusalem String Quartet. As with all of the season's performances, their concert will take place in the acoustically acclaimed Comstock Concert Hall at the U of L School of Music at 3 p.m. The Jerusalem String Quartet was featured in a Gramophone magazine cover story recently as one of the world's top five young string quartets. They have performed in the major cities of Europe and North America. Dor Biran, who's a professor of piano and at the University of, School of Music and a member of the Chamber Music Society board, is personally acquainted with them and, needless to say, is eagerly looking forward to their Louisville appearance. The Chamber Music Society is partnering with the Jewish community of Louisville in putting on their concert, and there will be a post-concert reception immediately following the concert on the stage, which has become a trend these days. And we have received acknowledgement that the members of the quartet will be available to stay around for that reception.
Oh, very nice.
The Jerusalem Quartet's announced program, which is always subject to change, I might add, is what I would call mainstream. It will consist of Mozart's Quartet No. 15 in D minor, Debussy's only string quartet, and Shostakovich's Quartet No. 2 in A major, which was written in September 1944 and premiered in November 1944, which is, I think, very interesting from a time standpoint. But Jerusalem Quartet's programming introduces three of the composers who are featured in the Society's upcoming season. First of all, Mozart will appear again in the Emerson String Quartet's performance. Debussy will also be represented in the Morgenstern Trio's concert, and works by Shostakovich, who has emerged as one of the 20th century's preeminent chamber music composers, will be included in each of the first three concerts. Next to perform on November 13, 2011, will be the Metropolitan Museum Artists, whose artistic coordinator, Edward Aron, is known for his inventive programming. This ensemble will also perform poems by Alexander Bluch, which form the text for Shostakovich's seven romance songs, composed in 1967 at the behest of the great cellist Mieczysław Rostropowicz, for soprano and varying combinations of violin, cello, and piano. While not a Chamber Music Society premiere, nevertheless, this is a rare listening opportunity. Lastly, the Metropolitan Museum artists will conclude with Schumann's Piano Trio No. 1 in D minor, which, as you can see, echoes the Jerusalem Quartet's rendition of Mozart's D minor quartet. The Emerson String Quartet, arguably the most outstanding string quartet currently performing, will open the 2012 portion of the season on February 5, 2012. They are scheduled to perform, first of all, Mozart's Adagio and Fugue in C minor, which contains elements of a more Baroque style and reflects Bach's influence on Mozart. Secondly, the Chamber Music Society premiere of Shostakovich's Quartet No. 5 in B-flat major, which was first performed in Leningrad in 1953 by the Beethoven Quartet, to whom it is dedicated. And then finally, but certainly not least of all, Beethoven's Great Quartet No. 13, also in B-flat major, with the Grand Fugue as the final movement. And if you've never heard that, you really should. That's quite a work. The fourth concert of the season on March 18, 2012, will represent the inaugural Chamber Music Society appearance of the Morgenstern Trio. The 2009 recipients of the Kallikstein Laredo Robinson International Trio Award. The Chamber Music Society is one of 20 supporters of this competition, as a consequence of which we are entitled to hear the winner perform. Incidentally, and I find this quite interesting, the Morgenstern Trio is scheduled to present the exact program at the Kennedy Center in May 2012. Their program will feature two Chamber Music Society premieres. The first is Debussy's Piano Trio in G major, which complements the Jerusalem Quartet's performance of Debussy's String Quartet. Then next, Leonard Bernstein's Piano Trio, written in 1937 when he was a student of Walter Piston at Harvard, and several melodic ideas in which he recycled in later pieces. For example, the opening of the second movement was later used in his first musical, On the Town. The Morgenstern Trio will conclude with Brahms' Piano Trio No. 1 in B major, which has the distinction of being one of the first multi-movement works to end in the tonic minor of the key in which it begins. For you music enthusiasts, the final concert of the season on April 15, 2012 is easily the most eclectic in terms both of performers and programming, featuring two string quartets, each performing independently and then collaborating on two string octets. The first quartet is the Carpe Diem String Quartet, regarded as the premier American, quote, indie string quartet, and featuring the Louisville professional debut of cellist Kristen Ostling, who is the daughter of Acton Ostling, a retired professor of music at the university, and is previously mentioned Chamber Music Society board member, who's very active in the programming of the society's concerts. And the other quartet is the Euclid String Quartet, which is incidentally is named after Euclid Avenue in Cleveland, whose members represent four continents, hailing from Great Britain, the United States, Venezuela, and China, and who are dedicated to championing Living Composers. Their program is scheduled to consist of works that have something for everyone. First of all is Hellbound Highball from Wynton Marsalis String Quartet No. 1, and that work is entitled At the Octoroon Ball. And three Chamber Music Society premieres, the first of which is Cherry Blossom and Peas Bottom from the Fiddle Suite Montana by Corinne Fujiwara, who happens to be the violist of the Carpe Diem Quartet. The second, George Enescu's Octet for Strings in C Major, a prodigious work completed in 1900 when the composer was 19 years old. And the last of the three Chamber Music Society premieres is Mendelssohn's Octet for Strings in E-flat Major, which was initially composed in 1825 when Mendelssohn was 16 years old as a birthday gift for his violin teacher, and slightly revised before its first public performance in 1836. So, all in all, the Chamber Music Society's 74th season promises to be an extremely rewarding one and a worthy prelude to its 75th season that will follow in 2012-2013, which I promise you will knock your socks off.
Well, I understand also that a benefactor of Louisville Arts recently passed, and you're doing something to honor
her as well. As many of you may know, Emily Strong Smith, known as Emmy to her family and friends, and the widow of Judge Macaulay Smith, who is well known, both he and Emmy, for donating Blackacre to the county for a natural preserve, was the first president of the Chamber Music Society and its ardent supporter for many decades, extending into this century. And she passed away on April 22nd of 2011 at age 102. Wow. And I might say that she continued to come to the concerts well into her late 90s. In addition to her generosity toward the Society's concert series, Emmy was also instrumental in establishing and nurturing the Macaulay Chamber Music Competition, which the Society sponsors each year for college, university, and high school musicians from Kentucky and southern Indiana. This might be a good opportunity to mention the Chamber Music Society's website, which is www, then all lowercase, written together, louisvillechambermusic.org. And this will take you directly to the portion of the University of Louisville School of Music website, which deals with professional ensembles, and it's a short scroll down, as you will readily see, to the Chamber Music Society's portion. And in addition to its 2011-2012 season brochure and a form for subscribing to that concert season, there is also mention of the chamber music competition, the Macaulay competition, and a place to receive information concerning that competition. The website gives a telephone number at the University of Louisville School of Music where you can obtain more information about the 2011-2012 season, and also will eventually, before the concerts, contain the program notes for each concert. We wait a little bit on that because every now and then these performing groups change their program, and we try to post only the notes having to do with the program that's actually going to be performed.
Well, once again, that web address is louisvillechambermusic.org, and it'll take you to the links that you can get to the season brochure and the subscription form for the Chamber Music Society. And if you'd like to make a phone call, you can call U of L School of Music. It's 502-852-6907. That's 502-852-6907.
And back to Emmy Smith, mm-hmm. and I would like to mention the fact that in recognition of all that she's done for chamber music in our community, the board of the Chamber Music Society is, first of all, dedicating its 2011-2012 season to her memory and redesignating its top contributors category as the Gerhard Hertz Emily Strong Smith Sustainers. And if you want to assist the society in continuing Emmy's vision for chamber music by becoming a Hertz-Smith sustainer or by contributing to the society in her honor, you may send your check payable to the Chamber Music Society of Louisville to Penny Brody, B-R-O-D-I-E, and many of you recall the movie The Prime of Miss Jean Brody, starring Maggie Smith. So Brody is a good Scottish name. And the address is the Chamber Music Society of Louisville, University of Louisville School of Music, Louisville, Kentucky, 40292. And Alan has mentioned the telephone number at the University School of Music, which should connect you to Miss Brody. But if you want additional information, you feel free to contact me at my email address, which is, again, all lowercase, no periods until you get toward the end. The letter J in my last name, B is in boy, O-N, D is in dog, U-R-A-N-T, at F is in fox, B is in boy, T is in Tom, law.com, or if you prefer, you may call me at 502-897-1405. And we certainly look forward to seeing many, many of you at our season's concerts.
John Bondurant is president of Chamber Music Society, and their season begins in October with Jerusalem String Quartet, which we're all looking forward to. John Bondurant, thank you very much.